Hello, welcome back to Emo Elijah. Today we are going to do another episode, and today I will be ranking my favorite albums for my three favorite bands. I will actually be ranking all the albums in order from least favorite to most favorite, with My Chemical Romance, 21 Pilots, and Panic at the Disco. Starting off, we're going to do Panic at the Disco. Now we're going to do worst first. So, number worst is, you want, right, before we start, I'm wrong. I'm always wrong. Your opinion matters more. I'm sorry, or if I may offend you. And just know that I'm wrong and you guys are always right. So first we have Pretty Odd. This is probably a fan favorite album, but honestly, I cannot stand Pretty Odd. I might be playing that in the afternoon in the background if I can figure out how that works. I don't know why. I mean, it's just not an album that appeals to me, because it's just a different tone from A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, the first album. It's just, Next, we have Vices and Virtues. Okay, again, this is another great album. Every album is great, but it's just not the best album I've ever listened to. There are three others that are better than this. So, yeah. Next, we have Too Weird to Live, Too Rare to Die. I am sorry. Again, I am wrong. In previous correction to an earlier statement, we have four left. Now we have three. I don't understand that it's about his life in Vegas, growing up in that area. But honestly, it just did not appeal to me as much as three other albums did. Next, we have Pray for the Wicked. Honestly, Pray for the Wicked is a great album, home run hitter, but some songs, it just had too many hits. I don't like hit songs, honestly, but that's okay. Again, I'm wrong. This is your least favorite album, that's okay. I love Roaring Twenties, alright? I'm sorry, I love Roaring Twenties. And actually, I have a theory that this could be a concept album. But I won't go into that right now. Next, we have Death of a Bachelor. Now, this album, was my favorite album before I heard my favorite album. I was like a fake fan of Panic at the Disco for the longest time, but yet I hear this album, I'm like, that's great. Some songs are mediocre, like Crazy Equals Genius. That's okay. No, it's perfectly fine. Next album, favorite album all time from Panic at the Disco is Fever You Can't Sweat Out. The transition between But It's Better If You Do into I Write Sins Not Tragedies is perfect. I love this album. This is my third favorite album of all time. And it's so good. Oh, I don't know why. Alright, enough with Panic at the Disco. Let's go on to My Chemical Romance. Now, I won't be counting Conventional Weapons, because, again, that's probably would be my least favorite if I was counting that, but it's okay. Now, my least favorite My Chemical Romance album would probably have to be I Brought You My Bullets, You Brought Me Your Love. Now, this album is near perfect. I love how they kind of mixed heavy metal into it at some parts, but how it was soothing in some parts. And then it just hits you right in the face. Some songs are great. Honey, This Mirror Isn't Big Enough for the Two of Us. Or Demolition Lover. Some songs aren't just that good. Like Head First for Halos. That's okay. Or Charming Lesson. It's alright. It's alright. Next is Danger Days, True Lives of Fabulous Killjoys. It's better than Bullets. It's not their best project. It's not the worst, but honestly, it took a little, it went too poppy for me. I didn't not really enjoy the dancing vibe, except for Planetary Go. That was beautiful. Planetary Go is a great song. Na Na Na, Scarecrow, but honestly, I don't really enjoy songs like Summertime and The Kids from Yesterday. Now, you already know who my top two are, but you don't know what my favorite is. Alright, you're probably thinking it's the Black Parade, but no, that's number two. Now, Black Parade is beautiful. A beautiful work of art. And I love it so much. The concept with the patient is just great. Is he dead? Is he alive? It's a perfect ending that I hate. Because I hate cliffhangers, but, you know, sorry. House of Wolves is good. Again, my least favorite song off that album is Disenchanted. I'm sorry, that's probably people's favorite. And, yeah. Now, my favorite album is Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. The story of a man, a woman, and the corpses of 1,000 evil men. Now, I love this album so much. I love, like, the final few songs. They're all just hitting you in the face. I love I'm Not Okay, I Promise. This is the first My Chemical Romance song I ever really understood. And I just related to so much. That's why it's so close in my heart. I love every song on this album. Interlude, I'm not even going to count that. It's just... Yeah, I don't want to get copyrighted, so I won't sing anymore. Now, 21 Pilots, my favorite band of all time. Now, my least favorite album is self-titled. No! Alright. Sorry for that. I really like a lot of these songs, but some songs are just not that great, and I actually really gotta hurry up. I really enjoy March to the Sea and songs like that. My next favorite album is probably Trench. Not that great, not the best. Like Pat Cheetah, I don't like Leave the City as much as I should. Next, Blurry Face, about Tyler's inner demons. And I wish I could really, you know, pack in some more information that I got to take a shower. Because I'm only a 13-year-old kid and I live with my grandparents, so they're always nagging. Next, I really like Heavy Duty Soul. I don't really like, Stressed Out that much. Next, Vessel. Again, Near Perfect album. Love every song. There's one that I don't like. My favorite album is Regional Best, because a kitchen sink, all these songs, it's just about growing up. And next time, I might, maybe, be doing ranking all the songs from the Black Parade in order from least favorite to most favorite. So, thank you for listening, and...